from the day in 1848 when the first circular saw and lathe were installed in Grand Rapids, Michigan, it is impossible to detect in the entire record one sign of artistry or one sign of any effort to establish a really contemporary American style. The complete history is one of downright pandering to any godforsaken idea that filtered through from antique furniture history books, decorators, buyers, or magazines. Not a single piece of furniture has come out of this hotbed of vulgarity, sterility, and ignorance that would indicate that its so-called designers have seen anything in the contemporary architecture of America as an inspiration for new and fresh furniture. They've made no effort to replace the dowdy caricatures and reproductions of antiques which have always formed their major market. The commercial furniture groups have foisted off on the American public the most frightful grab bag of deformity, garishness, and pretentiousness ever put together in the entire history of human habitation.
T. H. Robesjohn Gibbings, 1944.